Just a gorgeous day here in Wessington Springs as we're celebrating Jarrah Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. I'm joined by Kirsten Heim. She's been in 4-H for a couple of years, and we appreciate her taking the time to visit with us today. So, Kirsten, what kind of projects are you showing at Achievement Days?
I'm showing a Herford heifer.
Now, tell me about how you go preparing your heifer for showing.
Well, we usually start off with washing her, and then we make sure she's all clean, and then we blow her until she's completely dry, and then usually we let her lay down and eat, and then right before the show, we blow her off, we make sure she's all clean again, and then we usually put some flair on her to make her shine, and then we usually put the show halter on, and then that's pretty much what we do before a show.
How long does it take to get the heifer ready to show?
Well, for us, we usually have to wash her and make her completely dry, and get all the stuff on her. So that probably at least 45 minutes to an hour or something like that.
How often do you work with your heifer leading up to the Achievement Day show?
Oh, I usually work with her every single morning, and before a show, I usually practice with her walking into place. So,
what do you find is the most challenging part of showing your heifer?
Usually to get her tamed down and walk her into place, because walking into place is kind of a big deal for me, because I've got a lot of showmanships, so I like getting champion and reserve in that.
How do you go about taming down your heifer when it gets a little unruly?
I usually talk to her so then she kind of calms down when she's kind of antsy in that. So then that's kind of how I tame her down.
And I see you have a couple of other projects here. You're showing some photography. What did you photograph?
At the 2018 Summer Spotlight, I shot two pictures of my sister's showing her Angus and the fraternity deal. And then back by our stalls, I shot some pictures of people fitting on my sister's steer.
And you also have a couple of baking projects this year. Tell us about those. I understand one is a bundt cake.
Yeah. The cake I did was a zucchini and a banana cake, bundt cake. And the other one was a oatmeal cookie. And that was pretty much what I did. And I got purples on both of them.
And you've been involved in 4-H for a couple of years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future, Kirsten?
Not really, but I kind of want to do pigs, but I don't think my dad will let me because he doesn't like pigs that much. So, yeah.
Now, if someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience, in other words, they'd say, Kirsten, I'm thinking about joining 4-H. Why should I join? What would you tell them?
Well, I think they should join 4-H because when we were at this huge show in St. Paul, I met a lot of new friends there, and it was really fun. And another reason is that I get to know, I get to bond with my sisters more in that. So that's why I think they should join.
Well, Kirsten Heim, we thank you for visiting with us here at Achievement Days and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Kirsten Heim at Jarrah Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days in Wessington Springs. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.